I want to tick off some things you
Let's
say.
Let's do it.
Social media leads to compare and despair. Prince Charming has morning breath, number one, doesn't exist, so look for someone named Larry. Never did that before.
Yes.
Sit next to rather than across from your date and look for a life partner, not a prom date. What do you mean?
Yeah, so who's a prom date, right? There's someone who looks good in photos. You want to dance the night away with them. Maybe you want to have a little kiss or more at the end of the night. But you don't think, will this person pick up my kids from the dentist? And so it's fine to look for a prom date that's going to be light and fun. But when you're looking for the person you want to spend your life with, your criteria have to change.
Yeah. But you say great relationships are built, not discovered. What does that mean?
So many of the people I work with, they feel like when they meet the perfect person, it'll just feel right,
right?
People say this thing, I know it when I see it.
Yes.
Well, actually, relationships are built. And so that's very empowering because then you can think, I'll meet someone great and build this great relationship with them. It's not about it feeling perfect from the beginning.
When it comes to fairy tales and romantic comedies, it always starts with the spark.
Yes.
There was a spark between us. You say that the spark is one of the most harmful ideas to dating. Why so?
Nate, I've been looking for the spark.
I know.
That's why I said,
I know.
I read this book, I'm doing everything wrong.
I mean, I love the spark too, but this is what was happening. I had this one client in particular. He would go out on dates and he would say, I met this guy. He was great. We had a really fun date. I'm never going to see him again. I would say, what are you talking about? It sounds like such a good date. He'd say, oh, I just didn't feel the spark.